From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk.
Larry Elder, Republican candidate in the California recall election, reported income of more than $100,000 in the last year from business interests that included media and film companies and a string of political speeches. That's according to documents released on Tuesday. Records prepared for state regulators also showed Elder received income from advertising for a health supplement and work for the right-wing Epoch Times newspaper. A California inmate who was convicted of killing two people in 1983 died Tuesday of natural causes while awaiting execution. He was 74 years old. Prison officials say Curtis Price died Monday at San Quentin State Prison. Federal officials are extending into January a requirement that people on airline flights and public transportation wear face masks, a rule intended to limit the spread of COVID-19. The TSA's current order was scheduled to expire September 13th. An agency spokesman said Tuesday that the mandate would be extended until January 18th. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Arcata City Council's newly appointed Councilmember Meredith Matthews sworn into public office in a ceremony outside Arcata City Hall on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the 28th of July, Council appointed Matthews to serve out the remainder of Sophia Pereira's term after she stepped down to take on a new position as Humboldt County's Director of Public Health. The Monument Fire burning along Highway 299 in Trinity County between Burnt Ranch and Weaversville, growing to 119,000 plus acres, with news. I'm Peter Killeen.